This man is a Mongol warrior. As the peacock feather in his hat suggests, he has served with distinction in the Manchu Qing army. The inscription above his head, written in both Chinese and Manchu, recounts the feats he has performed in the service of the empire. The bodyguard's facial features are modeled using Western-style shading, but there's a thin line between the base of his neck and the top of his collar. This indicates that the Western-trained portraitist painted only the head and neck. A second artist has painted the remainder. This must have been an assistant or another less skilled artist. Look at the somewhat clumsy treatment of the left hand grasping the bow. A third artist may have painted the intricate details of the bodyguard's costume and weaponry. This assembly line manner of production was typical of the way the Qing Painting Academy undertook large-scale commissions. This portrait is one of 100 commemorating military and civil officials who helped to expand and pacify the Manchu Empire. The portraits were hung in the Emperor's palace, in what was known as the Hall of Purple Brilliance. The hall was designed as a place to host delegations bringing tribute to the emperor. Portraits like this one must have been powerful reminders to such subjugated peoples of China's military and political superiority.